It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on California pension reform. My guest today is Marcia Fritz, the president of Fix Pensions First, a group with a mission to educate, research, and where necessary, litigate the pension issue. Welcome to the show, Marcia.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, California's pension program has received considerable press lately. How do you view the problem?
It's well-deserved attention that's being focused on it right now. It's bringing our state to its knees. People are starting to feel it at the local level primarily. It really is a sleeping giant that's now stepping all over us. And just to give you an example of where we are right now, if we stopped everything today for just the school teachers, let's just talk about school teachers, and they have a modest benefit compared to most of the other. It's still a good benefit compared to private sector, but it's modest compared to public safety and some of the other benefits we are paying city workers and county workers. If we stopped today, we would have to cash out and give every teacher a check for $150,000 in order to make it whole for what we've owed them on work they've already provided to us. And that doesn't include what we have to pay for their health care when they finally retire. We've set nothing away for health care. We've got a lot of teachers getting ready to retire, starting to retire, and we're having to provide health care with them with money that's coming out of programs. And that's the problem, is it's really hitting our schools, it's hitting our cities, and it's bringing us to our knees, really.
The governor has recently proposed a 12-point plan to address this pension issue. How has the plan been received?
The plan, it depends on who you're talking to. From my perspective, I'm very happy with it. I think it's the minimum that needs to be done. But from the union's perspective, they want to maintain status quo. They still are insisting that you know, people like me are barking, you know, about something that's not really there. They don't want any change or very modest change. The changes they do embrace are what everybody wants, which is reducing spiking and keep people from double dipping. But even if you get into the specifics on those two, when you start talking about, okay, let's, you know, cap pensions at below 100,000, you talk about that. And they don't want to do that. And you say, okay, well, let's have everybody have a breather. If they retire, they can't on Friday. They can't go back to work on Monday. Let's make them wait 6 months. You put that out. The unions don't want that. They don't want change. And unfortunately, we've got Democrats in Sacramento, and I'm a Democrat, but I'm not an elected official, so I can talk about this because I don't need their money to get anywhere in life. I don't need the union contributions to tell me what to say. But the Democrats in the Capitol do need the contributions of the unions in order to run their political campaigns. They're not getting it from, you know, private sector companies. And they will do what the unions want them to do. And so that's the problem that we have. I'm hoping Brown can convince the Democrats that this is better for them in the long run, that if they all, you know, lock arms, just like we have with an Occupy movement, if they all lock arms and stare the unions down and say, no, you've got to take this Castor oil, that's what Brown said yesterday to them, is, yeah, I'm giving you some medicine here that's going to be hard to swallow, but we've got to do it. And that's what the Democrats need to do, is get behind pension reform and get it fixed.
If the governor's plan were adopted, would it fix the pension problem?
It would be a big step for the majority of cities and counties. It would fix their problem. But there's a large percentage of agencies that need help beyond what Brown is proposing. One of them being the schools. As I mentioned, we're underfunded, $58 billion. That averages to $150,000 a teacher. They're going to need more than what Brown's plan gives. And then there's a lot of cities like San Jose and San Francisco where the problem is so bad and the numbers in the future of what they're going to need to set aside are so horrible that they're going to need an extra step that will give them the tools to renegotiate benefits, just like we have to do in the private sector when you're underwater on your pension fund. In the private sector, the ERISA rules require that private companies, when your fund is so bad, and that's when it's under 80 to 60% funded, which is where most of our pension funds are, and you cannot make your payments. Actually, they don't even care if you can make your payments. They say if your plan is less than 60% funded, then you've got to stop accruing benefits. You've got to freeze your plan and not allow any more defined benefits to be added on to what you already have earned. And unfortunately, some of the cities and counties are going to need that tool, because if they don't have it, then we're looking at bankruptcy, and we might be looking at bondholders losing money so that we can pay benefits that were promised with money that isn't there. And these benefits were promised because people can easily promise something, but unfortunately in California, once you give a benefit under the law today, you cannot change that benefit. You just can't change it. And that's what we need to do with the Constitution. And Brown needs to get one more item on his plan, and that's to allow a kind of a pseudo-bankruptcy occurrence with cities that allow them to adjust benefits when they're way underwater and they can't do it any other way.
Rhode Island recently admitted publicly that it could not fund its pension obligations. Is California in the same boat?
California is in the same boat, but for a different reason. Rhode Island got into its problem because it went for many years without funding pensions at all. They were using the money for other things like employee salary increases, parks, whatever. They do not have a law in the books in Rhode Island to fund their pensions to keep it actuarially sound. So that's their problem. But the benefits that they've promised their workers are fairly modest, much more modest than what we have in California. The problem in California is we are required to fund our benefits. We have been funding what the actuaries tell us to put away. But the cost is so enormous that we're at a point where we can't afford to make our minimum payment. Rhode Island just got so far behind, they needed some relief, and the judges gave it to them, and they adjusted benefits in order to make their pension fund sound. But they went for many years not making a single payment, or very little. And California, we've been making our payments. So we're in worse shape because we bought, if you look at it as a mortgage, we bought a house that we have no way of being able to afford, and we've been paying our mortgage, but it's negatively amortizing. We're losing ground, and the costs are just going to go up. Even if we do nothing, no adding no more employees, not increasing salaries, our payments will still go up. Even if the market behaves perfectly, our payments are designed right now, the payment plan that the actuaries have us on ensures that they're going to go up. So that's where we are right now. We need relief for some of the cities and counties and schools that just can't make it anymore.
My guest today is Marcia Pritz, president of Fix Pensions First.
What can someone listening to this show do to have an impact on this pension issue?
The best way is to send an email. Get all your friends to send an email, especially if you have an elected official who is a Democrat, assemblyman or senator. If they're a Democrat, those are the ones that we need to get messages to tell them to back Brown and back Brown on the pension issue and do it today. And especially anybody on his pension committee, just say fix pensions first. We've got to get pensions fixed before we can get the schools fixed, before we can get the parks back, before we can get our roads. We have to fix pensions first. Put that number one on your to-do list. Tell your assemblyman or your senator that they've got to back Brown.
Marcia, thanks to you for being a guest on the show.
Thanks. It was a lot of fun, and thanks for having me.
If you want to learn more about Marcia's organization, you can go to fixpensionsfirst.com. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.